protest camp up at Nine Ladies in the Peak District National Park has been here since September 1999, and we've just been served our papers. The Quarry Company have been given a possession order, and we're anticipating an eviction at any moment now. The protest site is against the reopening of two dormant quarries, which are situated kind of between Bakewell and Matlock, and it's officially Peak District National Park, so really it shouldn't be touched at all. The site's actually called Nine Ladies Anti-Quarry Site because the area of the proposed quarries would actually go within 100 metres of the Nine Ladies Stone Circle, which is up on Stanton Moor. Stanton Moor is one of the most archaeologically rich areas in the UK. There are four stone circles up there, and the Nine Ladies and the outlying Kingstone are one of them. It's a really, really amazing moorland. It's a gritstone moorland that's covered in heather and birch trees, and the site would go within 100 metres just down the hillside. So the whole area is going to be completely destroyed. The views, the atmosphere. It's a really beautiful area. It's on the hillside. You can see right across the valleys, and this really is the last opportunity to come and try and stop these plans for a quarry in a national park, which is supposed to be preserved, not just for the people of Britain, but for the people all over the world. It's a national park. This should not be destroyed for the profit of some company that want to ship stone out to America and make pavements with it. The company that want to reopen the two quarries are Stancliffe Stone, but in June 2001, they were bought out by Marshalls PLC, which is a big building materials company. Marshalls are really, really big. They've got a lot of money, a lot of influence. The site is 35 acres, and it's spread over a wooded hillside, which is all regenerated quarry. The most recent area on site that was quarried was over 50 years ago, and a lot of other parts have been left for longer than that. At the moment, the quarry company are trying to claim that the quarries are actually active and not dormant. Now, in 1995, after the Environment Act, all the quarries in the country had to be classified as active or dormant, and Lees Cross and Encliffe were classified as dormant, and Stancliffe didn't object at all to those classifications. But now they're suggesting, with their very good barrister, that they're actually active because they got the permission in 1952. All three quarries got given permission, and Dale View, which is the working quarry across the road, has been working, and these two haven't been worked, but they're trying to suggest that because one of them has been worked since the permission, then all three should be classified as active. At the moment on site, we're just continuing with our defences on site, walkways, tree houses, the rest, you know. We really need more people. We're very busy at the moment, but we do really need more people. It's a really beautiful place, and this is really going to be the last chance to come and visit and to help stop this. I mean, obviously, we've been served our papers, and we are anticipating an eviction soon, but CPRE, which is the Council for the Protection of Rural England, are commissioning an independent report on the quality and quantity of stone that are left on the two sites. Stancliffe Stone and Haddon Estates have both agreed, and the Peak Park have all agreed, that they will look at this independent survey to try and see if there is an alternative, whether it is worth quarrying here, and whether they could actually take an alternative site. So, I mean, there are things still going on. We're still trying to challenge it legally. But we do need people on site, but we also need people to, you know, to work with us on our legal campaign, working with the locals, lobbying the Peak Park, who make the decision, lobbying Haddon Estates, who own the land, lobbying Marshalls and Stancliffe, who are also pushing through the plans to quarry.